Charlie.
Sure.
It's the Basil Jelly Show from coast to coast. And now we'd like to... Hey, look, will you fix that technical equipment in there, please? Hello, folks. This is a big noise from Winnetka. Wait a minute. Ed, you left one foot in the air there.
Oh, sure. Well, it was awfully nice of you to brush it off anyway. Yeah. Good afternoon and welcome, friends, to our program called...
I believe our announcer mentioned something else at the opening of today's show.
Say?
I think he called this the Basil Jelly Program.
The Basil Jelly Show, presented every day, Monday through Saturday, from 1 to 1:30, for our pleasure. That is Bob's and mine. Bill has a wonderful time here. And so
only members of our staff are eligible. Nobody else need apply.
Nobody except our own staff members, our own families, our own advertising agencies and their employees.
Right.
They're the only ones that can enter.
You people can't apply.
You folks can't get in on this big thing. It's a little contest and prize that we're running just amongst ourselves. Now then.
Howdy, Ray.
Hello.
Howdy, Bob. Howdy, Bill.
Hello there, Al.
Howdy, Basil.
Hello.
Hello, Charlie. And it's mighty nice to be here, too, even though I did have to come back into this cold weather.
Where have you been?
Nome, Alaska.
What's that?
Nome, Alaska.
You've been in Nome, Alaska?
We were playing up there last night for two big shows.
Yeah, I hope the...
A gala midnight celebration.
Was it heated?
Oh, it was nice and warm up there.
Oh.
Warmer up there than it is down here, Ray. You'd be very happy to know, I'm sure.
I bet the Weather Bureau would like to hear that.
Ran into Santa Claus up there, too.
Well, isn't that wonderful, isn't he?
He's getting a jump on Christmas Eve. He's moving out of the North Pole a little early this year.
He is. Well, of course, he has a lot of toys to distribute.
Well, he wants to get a good start.
Good, and he'll get around, I hope, like he always
has.
He
told me he'd be around to all the little boys and girls.
Isn't that wonderful, huh?
Said he'd be able to make the rounds all right.
Sure. Well, that's good, kids. How about light? You like that? So he's coming, kids. So don't you worry.
Boy, how many more days before he comes? Today's the 16th.
Eight more days. Eight shopping days to Christmas, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got everything.
I know when I'm going to do mine.
I've
8 days from now.
You shouldn't do that, Bob. Now
no,
I'm one of those fellows that I get more fun Christmas shopping in a heat wave in July.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I get right into the spirit of Christmas always summertime, and that's when I do a lot of my Christmas shopping. And the stores are
cool.
And practically empty in a real hot spell, and I get down there and shop to my heart's content.
I'm going to burn
like
my
I have several
green.
Hearts
burn
content
it
left over.
Spots, will you?
And if anyone listening in would like a used heart's content, simply address a postcard to Heart's Content, this station. I have three or four nicely wrapped Heart's Content that I'm willing to send out to you.
Now, ladies, stand by for the new program, the serial show, Heart's Content.
Beautiful. Where's our piano player?
What are you paid for? To play the piano, Green?
Come on.
Call upon you. Heart's Content. Mm-hmm. Shall I introduce it again?
Sure.
Ladies, here is your new program, just for you, Heart's Content.
Oh, no, Bill.
That doesn't quite fit. It needs to be more sophisticated.
No, Bill, a little more sturdy, you know? That doesn't fit the setting.
Something that fits a romantic serial story.
Sounds like sounds like you're practicing with your left hand. That's it. I like it.
Ooh.
Gee, that great. I plucked a rose and put it in my mouth and danced about the house.
Remember, giving is the sincerest form of remembrance.
That makes sense.
Now it's Heart's Content, starring Marcia Van Allshot as Marge, Sherman L. Sturdley as Gregory.
Bert.
We find Gregory and Marge in their small house in River's End. See, we have to change the script a little bit, shouldn't we?
Tell a piano player that
the theme is
over. Gentlemen, Bill Green and his piano. in on Gregory and Marge. They're talking about old times.
Gregory, I remember those old...
Gregory.
I wish you'd take those old times out and burn them.
Yes, they've piled up down there in the cellar.
Oh, lands.
Here's one from 1903. That was the year we were trotting the boards in Toledo, and...
I always will remember that.
I remember
Gregory.
That.
Gregory.
That cold December night when we stepped out on stage, smiled at the assembled throng.
And I had a tooth missing.
And our piano player vamped into our opening number.
And then he... As I remember, he fell, didn't he?
I believe he did. And we never did get on that time. And then we moved on to even greater things. Remember Peoria?
Oh, how kind of you to remember. I'll never forget it. I was in my dressing room with a star on the door.
A knock sounded, and it was me.
Come in.
I came in, and I said, hello.
Hi.
Then I went out again and went on stage for my great balancing act.
I remember you were doing a tap dance in sneakers.
I can just see me now, tap dancing there.
I can too, David. Or Gregory. Or Eugene.
Call me Linda.
Yes, Eugene. Come down here and tell us about the time you were tap dancing in army shoes.
I remember the time I tap danced in army shoes. Did I ever tell you about that?
No. Tell us about it, Uncle.
Wonderful time. My three brothers and I were working out a routine.
I see.
Routine that we did from coast to coast for many a long moon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Our biggest success was in San Francisco.
Was
just
where?
Before the fire.
Uh-huh.
Or was it the earthquake?
Well, both.
It was one of those things.
Mm.
I guess the earthquake came before the fire, as I remember.
Yes.
So we didn't get on that time either.
Uh-huh.
And we disbanded the act and never set foot in the theater again.
Hey,
we
on.
Did set foot in Grauman's Chinese, and we left two shoes there.
Hey,
two
on.
Left shoes we left there.
Uh-huh. Hey,
Then we went overseas. Remember 1928?
Yes, I was in the infantry. What were you in, Gregory?
I was in 8 months that time.
Oh, yes, I remember.
We toured all of the great capitals, played before the crowned heads, got crowned. We played all over Europe, and then hit out for the Orient. We were appearing in Baghdad, as I remember.
I was...
Wait a minute. Oh, wait. The time you and I were in Baghdad, Bob, we were in the French Foreign Legion.
That's right, we were, and we just come off stage.
We took a 3-day leave and went to Baghdad?
Right.
What a wonderful time we had, huh?
Dad was kind of mad. We did it, though.
Oh, stop that nonsense. We did have a wonderful time. I remember so much about those good old days, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe the people listening want to hear about them. If you'd like to hear about it, we're going to publish a book called Dear Old Days.
The Good Old Days.
And, I don't know, maybe we can put it on Unbreakable Vinylite.
We'll try to do that. Get it out to you by return mail.
Well, what have we got here, Bob? This song.
This is our latest song sensation, one that's big across the nation.
Uh-huh. Why don't we call in the Lumbago Trio to sing it?
Well, we will, but we'll just have to have two of them today.
All right. Two of the Lumbago brothers, then, if they'd come in.
Now, till next New Year's at this same time... This is my,
Guy Lumbago.
Guy Lumbago, my Royal Canadians, wishing you a very happy New Year. For Carmen.
Thanks.
Victor.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
Lieber.
You've been great.
Rosemary.
Thanks.
And all the other members of our band. And now into our great song by our trio, which is only two people.
You told a lie, I believed you.
Can it be different?
Look what you've done to my heart.
You're doing the introduction.
Excuse me, the phone just rang.
You're doing the harmony part with no
yes,
air.
Yes, Mr. Harmon.
Well, there is an air about it, but...
What? That was Bob.
It was not.
Yes. I was busy reading the newspaper.
The Traveler.
The Herald. Yes, sir. All righty. I'll do better.
Let's try it right from the top of the page.
Look what you done, my baby.
Look what you done, my child. Look what you done, my baby. You done gone and told me a lie.
You told a lie,
believed you. Look what you've done to my heart. You told a lie, I believed you. I was a fool from the start. I thought that you and I together, I never dreamed that we would ever part. But you told a lie, I believed you. And look what you've done to my heart, 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 heart.
You told a lie. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, mama's little baby loves Sheraton.
What? No, not that. No, not mama's little baby loves Sheraton, Brad.
I sing under the name Nelson Eddy sometimes.
So look, friends, if you're planning a big outing for a group of elks, it's a good season to bring the elks in out of the woods. We'd be glad to go there and sing.
We'll sing to our heart's content.
Sure.
It's Heart's Content, ladies, the new program presented each day at this time.
Incidentally, if you'd like a heart's content, we have several. Simply send your request to us, and we'll send you by return mail one heart's content. But now my announcer.
Now, let's listen to Arthur Godfrey.
Oh.
Chester Field satisfied with the dead men. Chester Field over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers supreme. Always by Chester Field's ABC.
Well, that's wonderful, Arthur. I didn't know Arthur was here. You
I hope all you folks like the way I played my ukulele on that.
You like the way he plays it?
Wait a minute, who's this fellow?
I'm the guy that sits in the background and can't see me, but I played a ukulele. The one Godfrey strums doesn't have no strings in it.
Oh, you mean you're the one who actually makes the noise?
I'm the guy.
Godfrey's ukulele,
yes, sir.
Huh?
My name is Lyle Gum Jr.
Lyle Gum Jr., huh?
I'm the ukuleleist, and Arthur, he just makes with
the
movements.
He makes like it. Well, I've noticed he holds that down under that table, so you can't really see it.
Well, he tried to use a player ukulele, but everyone can see the pedals gone, you know?
Sure. Well,
oh,
I don't think there's much call for that instrument anyway.
They hired me, and I stand at the back of the curtain.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And nobody gets to see me, but, you know, I can pay it off in the alley after the show.
We're glad to give you credit where credit is due.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. And so, thank you, ukulele. Would you like to play us a ukulele solo right now?
Oh, I don't think so. I didn't happen to bring it along, only I just wanted to come in here and straighten you out on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for doing that very same thing.
Certainly, I'm now handling Buster Crab in the East, the stage you want him for an elk outing.
Well, we've also booked ourselves out for things like that.
Oh,
so
okay.
It'd be competition, really.
Well, I'm not really, I'm not East. I'm just kind of New England representative.
I see. For Buster, huh?
Sure.
How's he doing? What's his last picture?
Rin Tin Tin Go Home, I think. And I don't remember. I mean, they don't keep me up to date on that. I don't get variety very often.
I saw a picture of his in 1935. I thought it would be his last, but he made several after that. But now it's 1:14, time for the other stations to join us. One moment, please.
Let's listen. Wait a minute, Bill. Why don't we listen to Bill Green play one of his great piano selections? Bill, you know, is a marvelous piano player in his own right. As Mr. Wilson is an accomplished organ, Mr. Wilson, again, is out ill, and we hope that he'll be back with us tomorrow, or if not...
Well, I doubt if he will, friends, because it's Saturday, and he doesn't like to break up a long week.
Well, if he doesn't want to come back up from New York to be here for tomorrow, I hope he certainly will be here Monday.
And if you need more aspirins, Ken, you know where we are.
Sure. Well, anyway, getting back to Green, who we have with us today, is a very accomplished piano player. I was reading where someone thought he was one of the greatest piano players they had. Sonny Skylar.
Oh, well, everybody who's played with Bill here, that Bill...
They come away from Bill raving, friends.
They do.
So why don't we put him to the test? What'll you play, Bill? Something nice. What?
Well, he's modest. He doesn't want to mention the title.
All right, you play something.
The song won't sound like what it's supposed to be.
We'll all guess what it is.
Thank you.
Boy's fight, he wants you to meet Ralph Sigwald in a 10-round go in Kansas City, New Year's Eve. What do you think about that?
I think he'll take him up on that.
Isn't that wonderful?
Boy, you're on the road to success. You've got a long ladder to climb, Bill. But you've got onto the first rung, and a lot of luck to you. Now let's go over, have a brief reprise of each of our contestants today.
Oh, please. We have enough contestants all the time. I like to talk briefly, friends, about automobiles.
First, we heard from young Arthur Godfrey, who sang with his ukulele, sang a song about something or other. Will you run over reprise, Arthur, of that?
Been satisfied with the dead men. Chesterfield over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers set free. Always by Chesterfield's ABC.
Then we had the man who really plays the ukulele.
Thanks, folks.
And then finally we had little Billy Green, the piano player, who played...
Thanks a lot, everybody.
Now let's have...
It's mighty grand being here with you.
Audience applause for Billy Green.
Hi, come up.
Then for the Lyle Gum Jr.
He's nowhere.
Ukulele player.
He's nowhere, that guy.
And finally for Arthur himself.
Thunderous applause.
Now word for mine, Angie.
Thank you, friend. Say, here's an announcement from the Gila Motors. That is, Gila Motors, who are Oldsmobile Cadillac dealers. Or Gila Motors is a Cadillac Oldsmobile dealer. Let's put it that way. And they're located at 43 North Beacon Street in Watertown Square. Now, Gila has a great cleanup going on. Places got out of hand out there. They're going to try and tidy up a little for Christmas. Oh, no, a great cleanup sale. 1949 Oldsmobiles now in progress. I'm sorry. huge allowances.
Yes, Mr. Healer.
Hang up, Bob.
Okay.
Show them that we're independent.
Should I hang up on Mr. Healer?
No. Oh, no.
I'll talk to
you. Soft sofa, will you? Huge allowances.
Soft soap, Mr. Healer?
Big reductions and easy terms.
Oh, it's pretty soft.
Only, tell him it's, tell him we left it in water overnight and it's real gooey.
He left it in water overnight.
Only $300 to $500 down. Now, are you in the market for a car and haven't bought one yet? Are you? Well, go out and look in the garage if you don't know.
We'll wait.
You go out, look in the garage, and find out if you bought a car or purchased a car.
Find out if you bought an Oldsmobile in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, will you go out, friends, please?
Well, some of you may have and not have known it, see?
Sure. Will you do that?
Now, while you're doing that...
While we're doing, we'll wait for them. We can do something else. And when they come back, just talk into your radio loudspeaker. We'll hear you.
Yeah, well, real loud, so we'll hear all of you.
Sure. You see, we have a reverse technique. You know, all microphones really are speakers. Anyway, you could use the microphone as a speaker. Of course, it wouldn't be much of a microphone after. But technically, it could be done.
In other words, we can tune in on anybody who's listening to us. For instance,
you don't know that, friends, do you?
A typical
we
comment.
We hear a lot of those remarks you make, you know.
A typical remark being made right now by a listener in Arlington. I was monitoring.
Who are those two guys, anyway? What do you think they are?
Hmm? Try another one, will you? Try Newton. Let's see if we can find somebody out there.
I wonder who they are.
Well, so far we haven't
hit... I told you not to turn on the radio.
And maybe the
sundown.
I think the people are back now. They've discovered whether they have an automobile or not.
All right, so you haven't, huh? Well, okay. You're in the market for a car, then. And you're lucky if you haven't bought one, because you can go and get it at Gila Motors.
How about sand soap, Mr. Gila?
What'd he say?
He didn't like that either.
Oh. Be sure and investigate this offer.
No soap, huh?
It's sensational. This opportunity presents itself only once a year. So be wise and be thrifty. Buy a 1949 Oldsmobile at Gila Motors. H-E-A-L-E-R. Healer. Healer Motors, your Oldsmobile Cadillac dealer, 43 North Beacon Street, Watertown Square. Open evenings till 9, Saturday afternoon until 5. And Healers have those cardboard Cadillac bodies in, so if you want to buy an old Oldsmobile and put a new shiny cardboard Cadillac body on it, you can at a very slight additional cost.
It's a fine audience we've got. I gave them the snicker signal, and they didn't utter a sound.
Oh, for goodness sake.
They're supposed to snicker at that.
Well, who can snicker when you hold up a snicker? People don't realize that when you hold up a snicker, they're supposed to snicker. Or something. Well, that's all beside the point, and getting back over here to what I would like to broadcast the basketball game that's taking place now, friends, out there at the arena between the Pulse Normal squad and the subnormal teachers. Great rivals, and we'd like to take you out there now to our play-by-play announcer, Cleo Sturdley.
Thanks, Ed. Good evening, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're seated here in the broadcast booth. It's very comfortable.
I'm your assistant. Anything I can
my
do?
My assistant is seated here next to me.
The guy in number four down there is tall, ain't he?
They're both tall, those centers down there.
His name is Crumlet.
Which one?
The tall one.
Number five?
Four.
We'll refer to them by numbers from here to make it a little more convenient for you people. Listen.
That's a better idea.
Right. Now, here we go. There. They're throwing the ball in the air. The tall fella hits it, and it goes way back to that little short. No, he hasn't got it anymore. He's dribbling.
Number eight has it.
Eight has it, and you all know him.
He's dribbling, too.
Now the other team has it. And he's dribbling. Oh, he's dribbling the wrong way.
Incidentally, with all this dribbling, will somebody around give me my overcoat?
Now they're going down toward the basket, which is suspended overhead.
It's a cute basket filled with goodies.
Yes. Now they go. Oh, somebody else has got. Number 14 has it this time.
Number 5.
Number 5 has it. No, he passes it to number 7, I believe. And now word for my sponsor as they're getting this basket.
Krebs, have you ever thought about eating?
He got the basket, incidentally.
If you ever think of eating, always ensure or make sure that you have food in the house. You'll like it, boy, for eating anyway.
Believe there's a line failure west of Denver, so I return you to my studio.
Some food you can wash dishes with. I don't know, but maybe. Hope it makes sense for you.
Back here in Boston, we present a brief piano fill.
And here he is, friends, brief piano fill. Come on over here, Phil, and say hello to everyone.
Thank you very much, Jane.
Oh, stop, Phil. Gee whiz, I don't know, I sometimes...
I'd like to just advertise my piano course, if you don't mind.
Oh, what's that?
I'm offering this course at the spectacularly low price of not $2, not $3, not
$4. $7.
$75.
Oh, $75.
Now, before you take the course, you may sound like this when you play the piano. Now, after you've had my piano book for 1 week, you sound like this. Then we clear up a few of the technicalities of the thing, and after 2 weeks, you sound like this.
That's it. That's it. After 1 year, you play the piano like this.
See, the first 2 weeks are the hottest.
But they never learn a song. Always up and down the scale.
It's always piano breaks that you send for.
Incidentally, friends, how about your breaks? Get your piano breaks on your automobile.
Use New Departure piano breaks.
That's
right. Better.
When you pull up to a red light, just think, piano will play. Isn't that wonderful? So send for your piano breaks today. You'll like them.
Address breaks, WHDH Boston.
No fluid necessary with piano brakes, and they'll last the lifetime of your car. All right? Now then, how about the commercials? Are we all through in the commercial department?
Well, I don't have a schedule. I haven't had one since last Tuesday.
Well, then I guess we are?
We are all through.
We've been assured by a commercial department representative who ran in and frowned at us that, yes, that is all for the day. And incidentally, I wish some of our salesmen would stop wearing those green visor caps, don't you, Bob?
Yes,
I wonder why they wear them.
Doesn't look very tidy.
Well, it looks all right, but I don't know. It just doesn't lend itself to the atmosphere. I think maybe if they wore hats pulled down over their right eyes, it would be more appropriate.
Why do they walk around with slide rules, too? I've noticed that lately. I think they're all taking math courses. They want to be technicians.
Well, what do you use a slide rule for? Slide? Don't you slide on them?
No, I didn't know you could.
Well, that's what they're for. At least that's what I always thought, too. I have my backyard filled with them. When we don't have snow, we put the sled on the slide roll.
Oh, well.
It's fun that way. And we go like 60 sometimes.
I wish we had more entertainment to offer this afternoon, friend.
We have, fortunately. We have here this afternoon a gorgeous singer. I'd like to present Guinier Sturdley. Good luck.
Guinier, how are you?
Hi.
Nice to have you up here. We have a few minutes to kill, and I'm sure you can do it.
Well, I'm not prepared to sing, but I would like to read a poem.
A poem? Would you like musical background?
Please.
I'll play a little something from...
Oh, I don't want that. No. Speak to him, will you please?
What would you like?
What kind of language do you use when you speak to him?
Well, we have to write down his instructions. What kind of beer? You tell me what kind, and I'll pass the word along.
Be angry yet restrained.
Angry yet restrained music, please. I don't think he understands the word.
What I mean, Bill. Oops. You're very mad at this fellow when you meet him, you say, "Hi there, how are you?" You see the feeling? Could you put that into music, please? We're going to use it in a minute.
Hey!
That's wonderful. That reminds me of opera. And when I think of opera, I always think of you, Bob.
Well,
and
thanks, Ray.
Your portrayal is Figaro, Barber of Seville.
I did that. Well, not only for him, but I was barber to quite a few people.
You were? Tell me about them.
Yes, Fendi.
Oh, no, not that barber. I mean the other type barbers.
Hmm?
I mean haircut type.
Well, I, of course, Figaro was the biggest job I had.
Can you hear Bill Green, everybody?
You notice Bill moved his own microphone over there today, so nobody would miss a single note.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, let's listen to him. See, just like I figured. The minute you turn the spotlight on, he stops playing. Mm-hmm. Bill, when you see the cameras focused on you, smile, and then keep on playing, and we'll tell you when to stop. We hold up the sign over at this end of the studio, you see?
See, we don't want the sign to come into focus on the camera.
No, just sit down, Bob. I'm kind of tired of standing.
Yeah, I am,
all
too.
Right.
It's been a long day.
I'd rather sit down anyway, but, of course, for radio programs, you always have to stand up.
Do right about faces when you leave the microphone.
In the movies, they always stand up, I suppose. That's why we do it.
I guess so.
I don't even know what's going to happen at 1:30. Of course, I know the news will happen, but before that, I don't have any idea. Down the hall? Good.
Why don't we just leave everything up to them from here on out, huh?
Okay. Tell everybody what it is, will you, Bob? I have to run and catch a train.
What
Boy,
is
they're
it?
Heavy to catch.
What is it?
Huh?
What is it?
It's a public service program. Bob and Ray.
It's called. Bill Green played the piano. Ken Green wasn't Wilson.
Ben Wilson
wasn't here today. We'll be here tomorrow, same time, 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Bad Neighbor Bob and Ray from WHDH in Boston, which is in Boston.